There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
TV report right now. Gunman's manifesto claims racial and social discrimination. I don't want to know. Go off the television. Stop talking about the guy. Quit giving him a platform. You're giving him and every other crazy individual out there motivation to go do stuff like this. It must stop. Isn't this common sense? Oh, it makes me crazy. As you can tell. Anyway, we got a show to do. So enough of that television stuff. Welcome back to another hour of What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. From the studios of 550 Bismarck. 550 Bismarck? Forgot something. 550 K-Fire, Bismarck Mandan. There we go. KLTC 1460 in Dickinson. KTGO in Tioga and AM 1100. The Flag Fog of Moorhead. The 50,000-watt patriotic blowtorch of the valley. With Todd the Radio God Mitchell, I'm Scott Hillen. We're glad you're here. Brought to you in part this hour by our friends at Heedalls. Heedalls has it. What do they have? Well, they have the parts you need for sure. They also have the best full-service automotive machine shops in most of their locations. From Harley-Davidson to Caterpillar and everything in between, their machine shops can handle it. Equipped with the latest technology, staffed by the skilled technicians that could perform a full range of services you need. They really do. They also have, at Heedalls, great people. Like Tracy Oxstan down in Yankton. Tracy's been there a number of years. She started out as a bookkeeper and went through a little bit of a transition, just kind of went over to the counter and continues to move up the Heedalls chain, doing great things for the folks there at Heedalls. And loves taking good care of the customers. You really do. She told me she just loves to learn new things. And the folks at Heedalls are always nice enough to teach her. And, you know, they kept her there. And she knows the folks around Yankton and does a great job. In fact, if you walked into Tracy at the counter there in Yankton and said, "Tracy, I've got a 53 Buick Special. And I need some brake parts for it." She would instantly tell you, boom, got them. You know, old tractors. A lot of folks come in there and yank it evidently and changing over their point systems to electronic systems and, you know, constantly in for one part or another. They have them. Those are the kind of things they do. Do really good work. I asked Tracy about her first car and she laughed for a good 30 seconds. She finally fessed up that it was a 1988 Plymouth Horizon. A stick shift.
Well, you don't see those much anymore. You have to admit that either way.
She told me that her husband said after the Pacer, they made the Horizon. Yeah, she...
Well, Horizon was a little bit... Maybe the Pacer was a bubble.
Wasn't proud of either, but anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, stop and see Tracy, Ogstand, and the crew at the Heedalls in Yankton, or any of the Heedalls locations, South Dakota, Minnesota, North Dakota, Montana. Tell them Scott and Todd sent you in there. One of our fine sponsors today on the program.
I don't think the Horizon will ever have the stature of a 53 Buick Special.
You don't think so? Might not cut it. Yeah, you're probably right.
You and I are really old if people start collecting Horizons and Omnis and Chevettes and stuff like that. You never know.
Press conference ongoing as we speak at NDSU announcing that they are paying their athletes going forward. Is that the right decision? Pay to play? Second school in the FCS to do it. And it's been getting a lot of attention, obviously, over on the FBS side as well. They're doing the right thing by paying their athletes. Trev says capitalism has hit collegiate athletics, and that is good. Perhaps this will lead to schools that aren't competitive to stop throwing dollars at athletics and redirect those funds to education. Win, win, win. Tim says they're not allowed to work. They're controlled 6A to 6B. Most do not get home during breaks. They have class, sports pressures. They're under media scrutiny. Men's football and basketball especially keep the women's sports going via the other programs filling the stands. You bet. Give it to them. tell us what you think about that. Meeting yesterday in Fargo, where the Humane Society officials of the U.S. came in and said, here's the deal. Rather than kill beavers because they're killing trees, you need to train them to eat trees you don't like. You can't make this stuff up, ladies and gentlemen, but that's what they're suggesting. What do you think of that idea? And then what do we do to disincentivize the media from celebrating murderous thug killers? Which then says, if I'm a disturbed individual and I see this and I think I can go out with a roar, I'll do this too. It's happening all over again in Virginia right now. Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550 is our telephone number. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. You can email us, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. And for all the people that have shouted at me over the years to say, please slow down when you say that number. And usually when they say, they come close to physical harm directed at me, too, when it's in person. Todd, they want to, like, wring my neck or something. For them, to prevent future violence. I will tell you that one more time. The Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline is 800-228-0550 to answer any of those questions. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones. We also have Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, among the presidential wannabes on the GOP side, for another of our presidential countdown talk radio town halls later on the program. Stay tuned for that as well. Cody and Spirit Lake on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go!
Hello.
Hi, Cody. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a few different odds and ends, but first off, I believe it doesn't matter what the weapon is. You're always going to have people that do psychotic acts. It doesn't take a gun. It can take anything. I spent prior time in the military, and the thought was one mind, any weapon. So it doesn't matter what the weapon is. You're still going to have psychos out there. As far as the guy with the thought that the whole thing is propaganda to push gun control, that the whole thing is fake, I agree with him 100%. I think it's CIA propaganda. If you watch the video of the first-person shooter, he's literally pointing the gun right at little Blondie, Allison Parker, and the cameraman falls first. There's about 10, 15 degrees difference between the two. I don't see where...
Propaganda. So propaganda, what's the CIA motivated to fake a shooting for? What do they get out of it? What's the end game?
Was the end game gun control? Hitler stated in 1933, if you want to control the population, you got to disarm the citizens.
Well, right. I get all that. I get that that's what someone wanted to do. I don't think this you know, because, again, person could have done what he did with a knife. Person could have done what he did with a hammer. I mean, a lot of different ways. I don't think it gets them there. And think of all the people that have to be involved in that CIA boondoggle there. All the different moving parts to be up into that. Bob and Grafton, what's on your mind?
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment on the Democratic Party. It's just beyond, it's beyond sick, to, makes you sick to your stomach. You know, real or not real, and there have been cases of false flags throughout our government's history, but that said, real or not real, you know, they're still grieving family members, and right on cue, you know, the Democrats, they come out with their talking points. Hillary Clinton, John Kerry, Barack Obama, for gun control. It's just like right on cue. Mark Levin was all over this last night. Kind of like some sort of Democratic Tourette syndrome. It's always right on cue. And did you know that John Kerry and Barack Obama just went to the United Nations? I think it was like shortly right after this or right before this. And they got something passed there, something to do with information on the end users of firearm purchases, which is us. And something to do with restricting the sale of weapons to terrorists. Now, if I may be mistaken, isn't this the same party, the same two guys that just did a deal with the world's biggest sponsor of terror, Iran, or trying to get it passed anyway?
But does any of that surprise you? Does any of it surprise you? It's just like right on cue. I mean, I don't, I mean, I think it's sick and deplorable that they used an incident like this, but it's unsurprising. And I don't think they're going to get their way. Do you? Tell me what you think. 800-228-0550, brought to you in part today by High Plains Apache. Home of that ET Ag Center. What does that mean? Well, that means if you need a spray tip, they've got it. A pump, a hose, fitting valve, they've got it. 50,000 of the parts in the industry, so they have it if you need it. That's the bottom line. They also have, by the way, the sharp, shiny, new 2016 Apache sprayers. Those models have been released, and they have them. And there's big-time discounts on the 2015s right now, and there's low-interest financing, too. So if I were you, I'd go to highplainsapache.com, and that's the website. Or just stop and see them, have a cup of coffee. Mandan across from the Bonanza, east side court off across Maine, south of Fargo on I-29, exit 60 for Frontier, the High Plains Apache. Back to your calls on what's on your mind, straight ahead. Don't even dream of touching that dial.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
3C Innovators is your 3D printing prototyping specialist of the Red River Valley. At 3C Innovators, we're dedicated to invention, innovation, and application. Our designers can turn your ideas into reality with no limitations. 3C Innovators gives you the power to craft that revolutionary new product that you've always dreamed of creating. We can take any idea or existing product to the next level with our state-of-the-art equipment. 3C Innovators offers design consultations, product refinement, 3D printer leasing options, training, and much, much more. Go to 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com. And check out our pricing and schedule an appointment with one of our design specialists today. 3C Innovators, located at 4200 James Ray Drive in Grand Forks, and online at 3cinnovators.com. That's the number 3, the letter C, innovators.com.
The Bakken's best trucks are at S&S Motors in Watford City. How do I know? I bought one, and you can too. They have great clearance pricing every day, internet specials every day. Give Brent or Tim a call. They'll take good care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. Fords and Chevys, too. They'll bring it to you. They deliver. Plus, they have that full-service shop with Fortex. They'll take care of all your repairs, vehicle maintenance, too. Call Sonia to schedule 701-444-2341. Online at snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
And we're back on What's on Your Mind, 20 past the hour, brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Supercenter, now expanding into truck repair, truck maintenance, and they do it all. You've heard me talk about Polar Supercenter as the place for tank parts, for instance. If you need a tank part, they have it. the place for a tank wash. You need a tank wash? They'll do it for you at a great rate. Collision repair, their Billings location the best. Now they're doing truck repair as well. Running some A-number one diesel mechanics, so whatever it is you need done. I mean, brake jobs, engine jobs, the whole works. Polar Service Center, Highway 22, Kildare, North Dakota. Soon in Williston. And also off Highway 22 North in Kildare, also off I-90 in Billings. As well. Off to Montana, ladies and gentlemen, for the program. We're broadcasting tomorrow. Out there for a weekend matchup with the Grizz. Speaking of which, Dimitri sends a note. Hey, guys, love the show. First off, got to say, I totally agree with the mainstream media giving the platform for this guy. People need to remember that guns don't kill people. People do, and regulating firearms even further won't be the answer. Also, make sure when you get to Missoula, give everyone a wave for me and enjoy the great state of Montana. I live and work in Bismarck, and I love it, but home will always be in Missoula, so I got to say, go Grizz. Have a good time, guys. Adam says, hey, Scott, I understand giving fair time to callers, but please don't lend any credence to the conspiracy theorists. All they do is muddy the waters of civil discourse. All right. We always say all opinions welcome, so we need to live that. I do bristle at some of the conspiracy theories, but we're not going to let somebody wax on forever. We will give them a chance to have their say. But there have been a couple today that suggested this is all some inside job. Jamie in Bismarck, next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. How you doing, Jamie?
Morning, Scott.
How are you today?
Good. Hey, I want to talk about some of these things these anti-gunners are talking about again. I mean, it's the usual stuff that they bring up with the FBI confirmed this guy passed the background check to get his gun, so that's one thing they can quit talking about. And, you know, he used a Glock, so they're mad that he used a semi-automatic handgun. You know, that's a death machine, and I got news for him. If somebody shoots you that close range with your duck gun with one shotgun shot, you're going to be just as dead as if they killed you with a Glock. You know?
Yeah, good point.
I would say just come out with these people who always want more and more gun control, because if you give them one law the very next year, I mean, I'm not just saying this is a Second Amendment guy and is a big guy who loves guns, but you know, if you give them one law, you can look in every other state. The next year, they come back and they want more laws. So I wish they just have the spine just to come out with the truth and admit it, that what they actually want is to confiscate everybody's guns. And I'm sure some people out there are not shaking their head that I just said that, but it's a matter of fact. You know, Obama himself came out and said, in 1998, they had the Dunblane massacre in Australia. And then they went on, and what they did was went around and confiscated a bunch of semi-automatic rifles for everybody who had them, because they had them registered, which, of course, before that, they said was for everybody's safety. But it led to the confiscation of guns. And Obama said he wished we could do that here. So if you can't put two and two together and realize that that guy wants confiscation along with the majority of his other left-wing buddies, you get your head in the sand.
And Jamie,
I got one more thing, Scott.
Go ahead.
Quick.
Yeah.
You know, this guy was the shooter here, this murderer, he was a racist, and he was gay. So I think the gay pride flag should be taken down, because that's a symbol of hate too now, isn't it?
Well, I mean, you're right. If we're going to use the benchmark in South Carolina with the church, and I wouldn't advocate for either flag to be brought down, because I think it's stupid to blame a flag for somebody making a decision to do what this guy has done. But I take your point without question, Jamie. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's see here. A bunch of calls that are coming off air.
Today on the news they have a black cop down in Louisiana that was killed at a domestic fight. A woman was stabbed to death, and the officer's own gun was used to kill him. So you can't take guns from everybody. Bad people are going to do bad things. You look at Australia, they took all the guns away from people, and the crime rate just surged because the innocent people get rid of the guns, and the bad people can still get guns. This gun argument, I don't understand how they can keep bringing it up. I would feel safer if everybody had a gun. I remember listening to the radio last night. Somebody was talking about the old days of chivalry, where if you were threatened or disrespected, you had the right to have a duel. And everybody was more respectful back then because you'd end up with a duel. Now we don't need any of those Aaron Burrs or Hamilton things where, you know, people are killing themselves. But when you have to respect other people because there's consequences if you disrespect them, I think that would curb things too. This whole country that we had is so politically correct that everybody's offended, and the things that should really offend you aren't offensive. Well, that's where we're at. But
appreciate the call very much. Thank you. Texter says, in my opinion, people who do these things are lacking. Lacking fear of God, lacking fear of shame, lacking fear of consequence. I'm so glad to have had a devout Christian mother to teach me all those things. Appreciate the text very much. Let's see here. We have other calls that have come in off air. I want to weigh in. I want to get to all of you here. 800-228-0550. Let's go right here and find out what this listener has to say on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Yeah, I don't see why not expose what this guy is really into. I mean, he sounds just like the Black Lives Matter group that's funded by George Soros and pushed by the White House. And I don't doubt it that this could be a false flag. This has happened before where they use these false flags to further push their agenda, which is take our guns away and disarm these United States citizens. And another thing, like Hillary Clinton, why isn't she not in prison? She's the one that let Stinger missiles get over to Benghazi. We lost four lives, American lives, and she needs to be in prison. Thank you.
All right, thanks for the call. We also have been tackling Beavergate today on the program, and a listener in South Dakota wanted in on
on this beaver deal with them PETA groups wanting to train beavers to stay, not eat the trees or eat the unwanted trees. I think it's a good idea as long as it'd be the PETA guys that come to that meeting to protest. They go out and do that and make sure they film it so we can watch it on the internet. That'd be kind of funny to watch. And then if that don't work, they could just stay out there and chase them away from the trees that they're eating on, but still film it. I think that'd be pretty funny watching it, because after a while, them beavers will go and chase them PETA groups away, and if they trip and fall, maybe the beavers will chew a leg or two off. And
I was most glad that the Fargo Park District said, where's the money for what you want to do, and are you going to volunteer to do it? So we'll see if they follow through with that, because they're talking about letting them.
I still want to know how they're going to do it, even if there isn't funding. I mean, I just want to know how they plan on doing it.
Yeah, I want to see the classroom. I'm with you.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Are you looking for some muscle cars? Well, Vandenberg Auctions has the auction for you. August 29th at the Minot State Fairgrounds, we'll be conducting a Roger Borkus estate auction at 9:30 in the morning. Chevelles, Camaros, Impalas, Nomad, 57 Chevy, and more. You won't want to miss this big block auction. Preview, it's Friday the 28th of August from 10 to 7. For pictures on this auction and more, go to VandenbergAuctionsWithAnS.com or give us a call at 605-201-7005.
It's a back-to-school bash at Gate City Bank. On Friday, August 28th, visit your neighborhood Gate City Bank to open a totally free checking account and receive a free gift. Plus, with a Gate City Bank ATM and check card, use any ATM for free with unlimited automatic fee refunds. Just as tempting, join us for refreshments, prizes, and special one-day offers. It's a back-to-school bash on Friday, August 28th at Gate City Bank for a better way of life. Member FDIC.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories.
But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you in part today by our friend Kevin Pfeiffer and his team at Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Just taking a look at their upcoming land auctions, and wow, they got a lineup of exceptional crop land auctions in Emmons and Eddy and Lemoore and Benson and Grand Forks. Grant, McLean, Sheridan, Stark, Dunn, Hettinger, Slope, Adam, Cass, Norman, and Clay counties. And that Pfeiffer's exclusive West Dakota land auction event in October, we've been talking about for some time. 4,000 acres of exceptional pheasant and deer hunting land. If you want a catalog to check out these and other auctions, call them at 877-700-4099. 877-700-4099. Or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. Go to their website, too, and check it out, Pfeiffer's.com. As I mentioned early in the program, we have undertaken an effort to visit with all of the presidential candidates on the program and do a little talk radio town hall. Your questions for them and a chance to get to know them a little better and what they stand for. And a little longer than a soundbite, because even at these debates right now with so many candidates, you get a soundbite or a snippet or two from each of the candidates, and we want to do a little better than that. All of the campaigns have said we'll do this. Let's get them scheduled. And so we're on our second one today and looking forward to others as we go forward and just doing these as the schedule allow for the campaign. So our next participant in the Talk Radio Town Hall in our presidential series is the former governor of Virginia, Jim Gilmore. Governor, nice to have you back on What's On Your Mind. How are you?
I'm doing great. I thought you were getting ready to say I was your next contestant.
Well, in a way you are. By golly, you're a contestant for that presidential sweepstakes. And my big question is why? What? Why now? And tell us why you're in this race.
Well, look, I'm in the race because I've observed the situation for our country. And I know that the country is on a path to decline that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have put us on. And I'm not going to stand for it. I've spent my life preparing myself for national leadership. I'm there now. The country needs me. I believe that I can make a contribution to the country. And I'm just not going to sit around and watch things continue to deteriorate and say, well, gee, when I had a chance to actually help my country, I decided not to. I'm just not going to do that. And secondly, I believe that I have the substance and the program, and I'm addressing things that will help the country, and I have the experience to back it up. I've been a governor, an elected prosecutor, an attorney general, a United States Army veteran, an Army intelligence during the Cold War. I was the chairman of the National Commission on Terrorism and Weapons of Mass Destruction for the United States of America for 5 years. I was a governor during the 9/11 attack. I've been chairman of the Board of Visitors of the United States Air Force Academy. I have the experience to address America's concerns, and I have the program to do it, and that's why I'm in the race, because I believe I can make a difference for our country.
You have said before, rather famously, I guess, that you represented the Republican wing of the Republican Party. what is that?
Well, I believe it's conservatism. I'm a conservative Republican. I think I'm a mainstream conservative Republican. I'm a normal guy. I understand what it is. I've been a conservative all my life. I governed in Virginia as a conservative. And I believe that that is the mainstream of the Republican Party. I believe that in the past we've seen some Republican candidates who are not really reflective of our party and our thinking. And I am not one of those. I'm one of the regular mainstream, regular Republican guys that I think can win the election for us.
Jim Gilmore, our guest today on the program, by the way, questions or comments, welcome for him at 800-228-0550. I want to ask you about a story in the news yesterday. It happened to be in Virginia, and obviously that's your state, but this awful, horrific incident where a disturbed, former disgruntled employee shoots two individuals, a reporter and a camera person, injures a third person. The White House immediately used it as an example of why we needed to have, they called it, common sense gun legislation. I just want to talk about this practice of, taking something in the news, in this case, the tragedy of two people are murdered, and within minutes of this thing, the White House is out talking about the incident in a context of how it would advance their political goals. Is that conduct unbecoming a politician?
It is. I want to be direct with your listeners. First of all, we're very saddened by this murder. These were Virginians that were real contributors to the news media and to broadcast and to public affairs, bright young people with great hopes, and this is a real tragedy. But it is absolutely wrong for the political left to come right out of the gate and say, well, now we got to use this as a vehicle for more gun control. As your listeners should know, I am on the board, National Board of Directors of the National Rifle Association. I am on that board and standing for Second Amendment gun rights because I believe in the empowerment of people and the responsibility of people and the right of people under the Second Amendment to keep and bear arms. And I'm going to be a vigorous spokesman on behalf of gun owners and gun rights people across the United States. I listened yesterday afternoon. The president came right out of the box and said we're for more gun control. Hillary Clinton was worse. She was very elaborate and riffed on that a great deal about how she was going to be for more gun control. Governor McAuliffe of Virginia came right out. He's a big Clinton person and said we're for more gun control. And it makes no sense at all. This guy apparently acquired his guns legally and they had a background check. There's nothing about this incident that says that we should have more gun control in this country. To the contrary, we need to stand up for the rights of people who want to keep and bear arms in this country. I am that spokesman.
Is what they want, we know what Hillary Clinton and the Obamas want in the way of gun control. I think they have this naive view that if you have more and more gun control preventing law-abiding citizens their Second Amendment rights, that somehow you'll fix a crime problem when we all know you'd make it more vulnerable. I think John Lott's done the best research of anybody on this. More guns, less crime, every time. I mean, it's just written books about it, peer-reviewed the studies. It's just it can be demonstrated. But should we worry about what they intend to do? Does their view of gun control have a shot in the United States of America?
It does. The left is relentless about this. They've abandoned all rational, logical thinking about this. It's almost now a matter of the Democratic Party and the American left doctrine. They just believe that to disempower the American people by taking away their Second Amendment rights is the best approach to government. That's what they think. And they will not relent on this, which means that people who believe in gun rights have got to be prepared to engage in that struggle. We have to stand up for the Second Amendment. We have to stand up for our rights. And I speak for the Constitution. I'm trained in it. I'm a University of Virginia-trained lawyer. I know what the Constitution is all about, which is, by the way, why when Donald Trump came out and said that he wanted to begin to amend the 14th Amendment and eliminate birthright citizenship, that I reacted so strongly against that. Because I believe in the Constitution. I know the way that it works. And I'm going to stand up for the Second Amendment. And I'm also going to stand up for the birthright of citizens as well.
Peggy emails, please ask Governor Gilmore if he believes the Republican establishment will win the day as it pertains to the Republican nominee for 2016.
Well, it depends on how you define the establishment. I do not believe that the so-called establishment that I suppose would drift to Jeb Bush, I do not believe they will win the nomination. I don't believe that Jeb Bush will win the nomination. I think if he was going to win it, he'd have had it won by now. I think that there's so much anger and resentment about the direction of the nation that it's manifesting itself in a phenomenon like Donald Trump. And Jeb Bush is kind of limply having to go along and try to figure out how he's going to deal with that. He was not anticipating that anger and resentment representing itself with Donald Trump at the time that he made a decision to go in and grab the race. But I don't believe the establishment will win. I think the real interesting question is, what do you have to do to be an anti-establishment candidate? And I'm just not willing to be reckless or crazy or irresponsible. My experience and my responsible life has told me that that's not the way that politics ought to be. That's not my experience in life and my experience in government. But I believe that I can express that rage and resentment. I believe that I can get the country moving in the right direction, and I have specific programs to do it. And I think that at the end of the day, that people are going to want to understand who actually wants to move the country in the right direction and who can be the president. I can be that person, and I am electable.
So, let's talk a little bit about the Republican establishment a little bit. What is it? When you say the depends on what the establishment is, how do you define it? What is the Republican establishment, and are they pulling levers?
Yeah, I think they want to, but I it's probably a little bit out of their control. I think that when we ended up with a race of 17 candidates, that gives the American people quite a menu of options of people to look at. In order to see who they want to propel to the front of the race. And there's plenty of time for this to happen. If I thought that the establishment, the people were rallying around a establishment candidate, then there'd be no hope for the Republicans to actually engage in the race. But all 17 of us know that it's up in the air and there's still time to develop the ideas and themes that can win the race against Hillary Clinton or Vice President Biden or whoever they run. Because one thing we do know, and that is that the Democratic Party knows exactly what they're trying to do. They're trying to, frankly, run a very slow-growth economy with a giant welfare state, an unbalanced budget, an economy that can't actually grow and offer opportunities to people, and that's just fine with them. On international relations, their philosophy has been to pull back and to pull back and to send a message of weakness and uncertainty, which is unfortunately creating the explosion of danger to this country from Russia and from China, the deterioration of the Middle East, the Iranian deal. The country is in grave danger now, and I have the experience to address that, and I'm very concerned about the direction of the country, which is another reason why I'm in the race. I'm the only former governor or governor who actually has deep foreign policy experience, and that's another reason why I think I can be the president.
Yeah, as you campaign across the country and you talk to supporters for your campaign, I'm curious, if you had to list off what concerns them most. Is it the economy? Is it the Iran deal and what's going to happen on foreign policy? Is it more on the domestic side? I'd love to get your laundry list of what you're hearing from and what you see as the hot buttons for the citizens out there. Hold tight, if you would, Governor. We're going to take a break and come back with more of our conversation. If you have a question or comment for Governor Jim Gilmore, that's welcome as well. Peggy, thanks for the email, by the way. Appreciate that. Our telephone number is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, real easy to remember, 855-200-1776. Speaking of Cloverdale, the Big Flavor truck will be at the brand-new Hornbacher's location, the Azul Hornbacher's location in Morehead, tomorrow from 2 until 6. Stop on by and stop at any Hornbacher's location for great deals on Cloverdale.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Get your tickets now for the Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th through the 30th. A large portion of the proceeds go to support the Guardian Foundation and Fallen Soldiers of North Dakota. Keith Anderson, Gwen Sebastian, Tiger Lily, Josh Grayson, Trailer Choir, and Kat Perkins. Weekend passes $75 and a discount for military. Concession, beer garden, camping, and cabins available. The Buffalo Gap Guest Ranch Real American Jam, August 28th, 6 miles west of Medora at exit 18. For tickets, call 701-628-4200.
It takes hard work and support to get a farm standing on its own 2 feet, just like it takes a solid frame to make a building last for years. Prairie Post Frame uses 28-gauge metal, laminated posts bearing a full 6 feet, along with superior craftsmanship to give you the best return on your investment. Right now, they're offering a discount if you sign a contract within 30 days of receiving the quote. Prairie Post Frame, leading the industry in quality post frame construction. Call Jeff at 701-715-0352 or go to prairiepostframe.ca.
PetroServe USA, helping America feel better by connecting our cornfields with our oil fields. PetroServe USA, on the 4-for-4 deal, the hot stuff personal pan pizza, the 20-ounce drink, the 2 cookies, 4 items for $4 all day long. It's a great deal. And for NDSU Bison fans, there's no better deal than 25% off all NDSU clothing all month long. So come on in and get ready for the drive for 5. There's great grab-and-go specials, too, like Barrel of Fun chips, 8-ounce bags, your choice of flavors, $1.79. Deli Express mini donuts, chocolate powder or crunch, 99 cents. Sour punch candy, 59 cents. Giant sunflower seeds, your choice of flavors, only $1.39. Firewood, $5.49 each or 2 for $10. And PetroServe USA work gloves, only $12.99 each. Propane, $10 for a fill or an exchange. Those deals and many more at the PetroServe USA location near you. From Mandan to Bemidji. From Wahpeton to Grafton. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
You're old enough to tell that something is definitely wrong. You've been paying attention for years, and you're ready. You're probably frustrated because your children don't listen to your words of warning. What will you do when your grandkids show up hungry at your door? Get more food storage from Ready Supply Foods. We sell 50% more food for your dollar, and we can prove it. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We're the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
To Missoula, Montana, so the Bison could take on the Grizz in the big matchup in college football this weekend. So that'll be tomorrow on the show. Look forward to that. This is What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We are blessed by you, our fine listeners, and thank you very much for joining us. Chatting with Jim Gilmore, former governor of Virginia, now presidential candidate, in our presidential series talk radio town halls today on the program in our final segment. And Fred has a question for the governor. Go ahead, Fred.
Hi, it's the first time I called your program, and I have an honest disagreement or a question, basically, and that is, with all the things that are going to be needed, the reforms you're talking about, increasing the military, and significantly in other things, intelligence, et cetera. How can we pay for this? How can the federal government pay when they have had a problem with revenues since the start of the Great Recession? Where is the money going to come from?
I appreciate, Fred, I'm ready with the answer when you're ready. Listen, I appreciate that. And, you know, you certainly want to make sure that you're working your way towards a balanced budget. But the problem we've got right now is we've overcommitted on spending. We all know that. So we've got to have a strategy that does a couple of things. We have to begin to control the spending side, and the welfare state just, you know, I'm not trying to cut anybody, but I am trying to say that we've got to control the growth of the welfare state, which will eat up everything over a period of time. But that's not the heart of the answer. The heart of the answer is we've got to grow the economy, and we're not growing the economy. We've got a little better report today, but on average over the last number of quarters, the economy is not growing at anything like the pace that it has to in order to get to pay for these things that we're talking about, the necessities. And a national security is a necessity. We're going to be in trouble if we don't do something about this. So the bottom line is I have a specific program that I asked my economists to formulate years ago. It's all been published. And we want to turbocharge the growth of the economy. And that means that you reform the tax system to make it 10, 15, and 25% for people. You reduce the corporate tax rate to 15%. You buy the rate down by getting rid of some of the special benefits and special credits. You buy the rate down to 15%. You get rid of the death tax so people with family farms can pass them on to other people. You do a couple more tweaks, and you can grow the economy over 4%. At that point, you can get the revenue beginning to come in at the pace that's going to be necessary to meet our obligations. If you control spending, increase growth, you can bring about the correct direction for the United States. And that's the approach that I want to take, Fred.
Fred, appreciate the call. So Fred's concern is the dollars, right? We're broke. Everything we're proposing, we can't afford it. You've talked about a fix for that. What are you hearing? What drives your candidacy? What needs to be fixed? You know, priority-wise, 1, 2, 3 would be what?
Yeah, let's talk about several points real quick, because I don't want to dominate your airways. Number one, you know, we got to continue to develop our oil independence. North Dakota and the Dakotas and that area out there with Montana that's beginning to develop the Bakken Shale is a good thing. We do have to address the concerns about fracking and those kinds of issues and make sure we don't have pollution issues and, you know, growth issues out there within the plains. But at the end of the day, this is a big, big benefit for the United States of America and for the Western world to liberate us a little bit from the Middle Eastern people that are running all the oil business. Second of all, agriculture is a very legitimate issue in this country. And the Environmental Protection Agency just doesn't care. They're just unreasonable about the kinds of regulations and burdens that they're placing on agriculture in this country, and we have to get that back into balance. Nobody wants dirty air or dirty water, but the EPA is no longer understanding of what it takes to grow a business, to grow an economy, or to grow an agricultural community like the Northern Plains. Third of all, I'm going to be a spokesman for guns. We've covered that. Fourth of all, on immigration, we've addressed that issue, and very specifically, it's too complicated to do a soundbite, but at the end of the day, number one, we're going to maintain birth citizenship. It's unhealthy to say that the government decides who's a citizen and who isn't. History has shown that that's very bad. But second of all, children of illegal aliens, while they're born here and they may be able to be citizens, the parents just are not going to be able to have a path to citizenship. That's an amnesty which I just don't think the American people will tolerate, and I won't either. But there are some things we need to do, the control of the border, the elimination of sanctuary cities, they're making sure that from this point on that people who overstay their visas have to go home, and to begin to get control of our situation. Finally, I've talked about the growth of the economy, and lastly, national security. We're in a very dangerous situation, and we're sending dangerous messages of weakness into the world that's going to get us in a war if we're not careful. The defense budget has to be increased. The sequester has to come off. We have to begin to send strong, decisive messages based upon real experience, which I have. And, you know, there are specific proposals that I have on the Middle East that nobody else has. So that's a laundry list of things that I think your listeners now get a feel for what kind of guy I am and what kind of president I'll be.
Next round of debates comes in September here. I know it's CNN this time around, then Fox. Is there going to be a split debate again? You trying to get into one debate, just in the 30 seconds or less, give us an update on that.
Well, we had a good debate with Fox, and I hope that we get to participate in the CNN debate, but that's not in my control. What I have to do is make sure I'm speaking to all the people of this country, and when they're asked on a poll who they're for president, that they'll say Jim Gilmore, and then at that point I begin to rise in the polls. We're already rising in the polls. We started just a few weeks ago. We were considered to be 17th. When no poll is showing us 17th anymore, we're rising while some of the other candidates
sounds
are
good.
Back.
All right, we're out of time. Appreciate so much, Governor Jim Gilmore, on another of our Talk Radio Town Halls with the candidates.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're on the edge of adventure, and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're Ribfest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.